this Wednesday, September 8th, 2021, 12 and a half minutes past the hour, and Glenn and I are dealing with another controversy here in regard to the Popcorn Festival, so we're going to tear into that this hour, but if you wanted to give us a buzz, please do. We'd love to hear from you, 740-383-9944.
Somebody just honked us as they went by.
People know that we're here now. We got to get a sign. Here's the sign that I want, because I've thought about this.
Honk if you love WWGH.
Honk if you love WWGH, but I thought about putting the sign on the front of the house. But then I realized if you're driving down South Prospect, you can't see it.
Right, you need it at right angles.
So then we've thought about putting it on the side of the house, but again, if there are cars, it's going to be hard to see. So what we really need is like what these other businesses have down in this area. We need just a wooden sign in the front yard that people, you would see a sign to know it's a business, and then you could see what the business was.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. So,
maybe
that's
in the
what
shape of an old Victrola.
What? More creative. We got creative people here in Marion. By goodness, if we can get penguins. I don't know why I like to call those things penguins, but they're cardinals. They hate me downtown about this whole... Listen, I, you know, it's not about those people's artistic competence. It's not about the city trying to do it. It's not about any of that. What I'm saying is I just don't, I like Johnny Appleseed. That's it.
As an old PR guy, and I've been a PR guy all my life, I think it's terrific. I really do. I love the Cardinals.
But the problem is people don't know. Now, maybe that'll change.
No, I think that's cool. It's like when the Monkees were brand new, they were our very first band, their very first notification about the band. I was at a radio station. We got a postcard that said, "The Monkees are coming." And then the next day, we got another one that said, "The Monkees are coming." And everybody started saying, "Who the heck are the Monkees?" And then the Monkees really did quite well. They blew onto the scene, made a lot of money. They weren't very good, but they made a lot of money. And this is the same thing. Everybody's saying, they're talking about the Cardinals. And I think it'll pop up.
No. Here's what should happen.
You can't arbitrarily say no.
I'm just telling you no. Here's what needs to happen. And we'll put it right here in the yard.
Another Cardinal.
No Cardinals. But if somebody does this, we'll put it in the yard. I'm speaking to people right now. We are the city of President Harding, and we are the station of President Harding. Warren G. Harding, that's what WWGH stands for. So, if anybody can make a statue, whether it's a bust or a full statue, because this person I'm thinking of is not represented anywhere in Marion.
No, you don't have any statues.
Well, not President Harding.
Oh.
Florence Harding.
Oh.
We'll put Florence Harding right out in front of it. It'll be the Florence Harding statue.
Maybe we can do it in butter.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I went all around Marion Sunday morning and tried to count Cardinals. And how many did you say there was supposed
17.
To be?
17. Yeah.
Downtown Marion.
There's one inside the court or city hall.
I had the six. I think I had five or six. Now the one in city hall, that must be personal. That must be personal for people in there. But anyhow, I'm not making fun, and I'm just saying, if you can't speak up, well then what's the use of calling in and giving your opinion if it's going to be up?
Well, my wife and I did the exact same thing, and we only found four. So you're better than we are.
Anyhow, I have not, in my witness Sunday morning, seen a red cardinal.
Oh, the one like a cardinal would look like.
Yeah.
Well, wintertime, your fowl has the winter plumage, and it's bright red. It's really beautiful to see one in a pine tree with the green, you know, and the red staring out. You can see it, you know, a long ways off. But that's one thing I say. Why didn't we paint that? I tried to read on a placard down at the bottom of the ground. They said they're 6 foot tall. I heard that one place. Yeah. And whether they're on a pedestal or ground level, but this was ground level. And I'm 6 foot, and the top of its head comes about my neck.
Yeah, they're not 6 foot, yeah.
But I'm not saying all of them.
What do you... What do you think about putting a statue of Florence Harding in the front yard here of the radio station?
Well, that sounds great, yeah. And you know what? They make those silhouette cutouts that's really, really fantastic, I'll tell you. I don't know. They can't be that expensive as a bronze statue or anything like that. But I'm telling you, they are really realistic. You know that. All of you know that. But the print on the placard down there, like I say, I'm 6 foot and I can bend over. And after I bent over and got my head up in for position with my bifocals, and then I was losing breath and stretching down, and I'm imitating how I was, and I still couldn't read it. But there was enough that I was determined I wasn't going to get on my knees and read it, because I do that in the grocery stores to get stuff off the bottom shelf. But anyhow, I read it, and it's more or less telling about different place. Now, like the one cardinal, it's got feathers around there in different colors, like over to that festival they have. What do they call it? The Rang Bang, or whatever it is over there. About that area over there, and had pictures of all the artwork was just simply beautiful, but they have no idea why. I don't have any idea why they don't have a red cardinal right in the center of town there on the main and center.
I think the artists who designed those were allowed to use whatever colors. Now, there is a brownish red one, and the lady cardinals are a little brownish red at this time of the year.
Like I said, I was up there. I witnessed them. I've lived in Marion all my life. Now, there might be different places in Indiana, Illinois, Chicago, New York that may have a different, but the female is a buff red, and the male is a bright bright red. So that's full plumage in the winter plumage when they're trading off there in the summertime. They haven't got that brilliant color. I understand that, Glenn. But, there's just a few things that... did you go uptown? Did you witness them by yourself?
Yeah, well, my wife was sitting in the passenger seat so that we had, so I could keep my eye on the road. And,
well, you can park that car, Glenn. Get out of the
That's
car,
too simple.
And you can walk over where you can really get the eyewitness of the foremost of the painting and stuff. You got to get up closer. The view from the, that's why people say, oh, yeah, I'm out to Colorado. I love them Rocky Mountains. Well, you can see them about 100 miles away, and you know what? You've never been in the Rocky Mountains, and I'll brag about it. My wife and I, we was out there, and my cousin, he's an attorney out there in Denver, and he said, you want to have a thrill of your lifetime on a vacation? I said, yeah. He said, I'll take you up in the Rocky Mountains five days in a row, and that was fantastic. That's seeing the Rocky Mountains, but yeah. And
the roads are scary up there.
Huh?
The roads are scary getting up to the top. We went up to Pikes Peak when we were out there, and my father was driving, and I really wanted to get out.
That's the difference in who's driving. Now, I was driving. I went to Pikes Peak. I always heard when I was a kid, if you owned a Ford, F-O-R-D,
yep.
It would make it to the top of Pikes Peak.
And that's what
so
we had.
I had a F-O-R-D, and I went to the top. And, yeah, it was 64 down there in the fall of the year. It got to Pikes Peak. It was 32.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
Dude, how about you when you went up?
We went up in spring. It was in April, and it was cold down below, and it was very cold up above.
Yeah, well.
But no snow, so we were able to go up.
Well, that's logic, yeah. But I know for a fact of what it was. I drove up there, and being scary, I imagine you would be scary if you weren't driving, but
right.
I'll tell you, when they run, the guys from the Indianapolis 500 used to race up.
Yeah.
You know, not racing up or racing down. If they went both ways, maybe you know a lot more about that than I would, but I'll tell you, that was a thrill of my life in vacation time to go to Pikes Peak.
Yep, it was fun.
Hey, good.
What's your opinion of the Cardinals from the car view? There's one. Oh, there's one. But
I love them. I love them.
yeah.
I think it's good for Marion. That's all.
Well, you know what? You're a PR guy, and you think it's good, but that don't help about.
I don't think he likes me.
Yeah, who likes you and who don't like you, but you could lose the term in both ways, you know, doing that, a likeness of a cardinal. But anyhow, the cardinal, to me, I'd like to see a brilliant red one and a buff red one, maybe within kissing distance of each other. That would be kind of cute in the center of town.
We could put that in the front yard.
No, we're not putting that in the front yard. This is where I do not want to pass by an old cardinal out here every day. We'll put a picture of a statue of Florence Harding. If anybody makes one, bring it on over here. We'll put it right in the yard, and people will come from all around. They love presidential history.
I think we ought to get a picture.
Florence. I thought you said President Harding. Now it's Florence Harding?
Yeah.
Florence, because, you know, President Harding, he's got the Harding Memorial, the Harding Home. That they all associate that with him. But
well,
Florence...
Listen to me. You'd recognize that by the words, but you don't see no statue of him, do you?
No, there's no statue. But I think Florence does not get her due, because apparently she was the brains behind the guy, and she had a unique look herself. You know, she had that hat she wore like a pirate.
Yeah.
And, you know, I tell you, if we had how many states in Ohio recognize the first ladies? We'll put Florence Harding right in the yard here on South Prospect Street. People come from all around for that.
You know, Hillary Clinton was the spearhead of President Clinton, and she was smarter and knew more, but she didn't get elected to president. That's something to go by. Who's the smartest and the spear runner of the family, you know, that spears you ahead and gives you the influence. My wife is for 60 years because she told me she's going to be. And that's the way it's going to be.
Yeah, but I got a wife like that, too.
He said, she said, they said. They do all that, and I never heard of them talk in front of their wife that they're the big wheel of the family. But I don't talk about the big wheel of family. I give my wife 100% credit, and she's done a good job. Hey, you guys have a good day.
You do, too.
I'll talk with you later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, there we go.
I got an idea for you, Scott.
What's that?
Let's get, and I think he brought up an interesting, you get those silhouette-type posters so people can come up and stand next to Florence and get their picture taken with the radio station in the background and Florence on the front part. I think we ought to have Florence, silhouette picture should have Florence waving at the cars as they go by, and with her other hand, her skirt pulled up slightly above her knee, you know, like she's thumbing.
She wasn't the promiscuous one in the family. Flora was not the promiscuous one. Go ahead, caller.
I would like to know if you can find out what happened to the beautiful rooster that was out to the Harding Memorial.
Oh.
Oh, there was a rooster out there?
A gorgeous rooster, and he was there for quite a while, and then all of a sudden he disappeared.
A live
and
rooster?
I'd like to know what happened to him.
A live rooster?
A live one.
Oh. Is that what we used to hear Cockadoodle doing over here on South Prospect?
Well, I don't know, but this was a beautiful, huge, gray and white rooster, and he was gorgeous.
When was this?
Back in the summer, he was there for a couple of months, and then all of a sudden he disappeared.
Somebody's had a big dinner.
Well, no, somebody's got a rooster across the street.
Yeah,
right over here. Maybe they picked him up.
Yeah, I've heard it.
Yeah, there's a rooster. I mean, no kidding. There's a rooster across the street. Yeah.
Oh, my.
But there was a big, beautiful rooster out there, and we went out and we fed him several times, he'd come right up to you, but you couldn't touch him.
Would you come over to the radio station to see a Florence Harding statue?
I'd have to think about that.
You have to think about it. Okay.
I love it.
No admission. It'd be free.
Well, I'd have to think about that.
She might drive by.
We'll see if we can find the rooster. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Where's the rooster that was at the Harding Hotel? Harding Memorial, not Hotel. See, we got too many things named for. We got a school. We've got the memorial. We've got the hotel. The Harding Museum now. Where's the Florence Harding? Oh, I tell you what, we want to be controversial. We could put Nan Britton out here.
The mother
of the...
illegitimate son.
Daughter. Legitimate daughter. Yeah. Ooh, boy.
Oh, yeah, it was a grandson that you've talked
to. We could take that dough and encase it out here, and we'd make, like, Oddity, Ohio. Okay. An autographed piece of shellac dough, pizza dough out here in the front yard. Bob, I know Bob's listening down in Columbus. If you take that dough and shellac it, and you can encase it somehow so it'll be okay with the weather, we'll put that out in the front yard.
Yeah, it's pretty small, though.
We'll even have a ceremony.
We can make a giant size of it.
No, no, no. You get it because where people have to walk up and see what it is.
Oh, okay.
It'd be it's like Laddie Boy's dog collar, because that's gone now.
Well, maybe we could find that.
Put that out. Mercy me, we can't find it. We don't even know what
we'll make it up.
740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. Do you know what happened to the rooster that hung around at the Harding Memorial this past year? Now, back to the Grand Marshal thing, and we still don't know who the Grand Marshal is. And tomorrow's the parade. Here's the deal. Now, we got a message from one of our friends down at City Hall. I don't really get this, but here you go. Now, there is a story floating around. Now, not on a legitimate news page, but there's going to be an honorary Grand Marshal. Now, the way this story is written, it makes it sound like it's the Grand Marshal. But I don't think honorary Grand Marshal and Grand Marshal are the same thing.
No, no, absolutely not.
There you go. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I forgot, Scott, there was a parking lot there at the corner of State and Center, the south side there, close to that Beauty Academy area right there. And I never noticed until I got back in the car and I saw this literature on every parking place. I said, now I wonder who this is reserved for. And you had to go over to a place and you get a, you don't get a receipt. You have to register your license plate and stuff like that. And if you're in violation or something like that, they'll tow it away and got the towing company. You can go pick your car up. That whole parking lot, I believe. Have you heard anything about that or witnessed that? Or
no, no, haven't heard about that.
Maybe some callers can give some information that I didn't really understand because every place I go to park uptown, there's a reserve thing the same way the county building there. They got 18 parking places and you can't park there. I don't know. I think that's for the people that work in there. But I had to go back by the railroad track and listen to the trains go by when I was walking up there the other day. But yeah, I wonder what that meter thing is, how they can detect that. And that'd be interesting to hear. I like to hear stuff about what's around Marion, but you don't want the hell it's there for.
We'll see what's going on. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. We got parking meters and the rooster who was over at the Harding Memorial. But, you know, so honorary Grand Marshal is not Grand Marshal.
I wouldn't think so.
I wouldn't think so.
No, and if they, didn't you say that they had that kind of raffled off? Not raffled off.
I think that's why the story says, I don't know. There was some kind of donation, I think, maybe.
Okay. It,
I, the story says that. I don't know. You know, frankly, I don't know.
Well, you can't take too much as the gospel truth if you're reading it online. So maybe
it's probably true. I'm not saying this website made it up. I'm just saying, is an honorary Grand Marshal and a Grand Marshal the same thing?
Absolutely not. I would assume that an honorary is somebody in the background. They're just doing it as an attaboy to that person, whereas the Grand Marshal actually has a duty, and the duty would be to go up and introduce people on the stage and things like that.
That's what I think. Go ahead, caller.
You were speaking of Florence Harding. There's a beautiful barn outside of Clarendon going to Mount Gilead that has a gorgeous painting of Florence and President Harding on the barn.
Oh, really?
Really? Wow.
Yes, and it's gorgeous. I saw it 2 weeks ago.
Now, maybe I'll have to drive out there. So you head down 95 through Clarendon?
Yeah, it's on the other side of Clarendon, and it is gorgeous. The whole front of the whole barn's painted, but there's this huge, huge picture of Florence and Warren Harding on that barn.
So it's on 95?
Yeah, and it's worth seeing. It's on the way to Mount Gilead.
Well, I'll have to take a look at it. Thank you.
It's a gorgeous painting.
Perfect. Thank you.
They head that way.
Yeah, you ought to see it.
I'm going to take my wife down there tomorrow.
But it's a very beautiful painting. I was stunned when I saw it.
Huh. But we'll take a look on the right or left side of the road.
It would be on your right side of the road as you're going east.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
I see, but you know, that's what you need to have done.
Yeah.
I told you. We put floor
that
out
the
here.
Side of this house.
Well, somebody could paint Florence on a board, and if we propped her up outside that way, I think that would hold up under the weather conditions.
Well, it depends on the board, but.
And we could put my pizza dough out there beside it.
Yeah.
Okay, people be driving over here left and right. This would be the spot.
Will you put my two record albums out there?
Yeah, we can put your record albums out there. You know, snow's coming. The Old Farmer's Almanac, people told me this morning we're going to have a rough winter.
Is it really?
Apparently.
Okay. Well,
starting late November with snow.
We've
white
had
Christmas.
A rough year, so we might as well have a rough winter.
But you know, coming back to this honorary Grand Marshal thing.
Okay.
So an honorary Grand Marshal and a Grand Marshal are not the same thing.
No, absolutely.
Okay, well,
no.
There you go. Clear that right up.
The Grand Marshal has official duties. The honorary just tips his hat to the crowd.
Okay, so who is the Grand Marshal for tomorrow night's parade?
I thought it was us.
Well, nobody's asked. I guess they got bigger fish to fry over there.
You know, I really can't believe they didn't plan that at the same time that they planned who they were going to put on the main stage.
Maybe it's like nuclear secrets. They just
maybe
don't
so.
Want to let it go.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever.
Or maybe they had...
whatever, Glenn.
Maybe it was Mr. Landon, and now they're having second thoughts. I don't know.
You know, I don't... I just... It's bizarre to me that on Monday night they had no answer.
That's pretty rough, yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you want people to know that?
They need to get me back on that committee.
There you go. You're free. 740...
Or easy.
Yeah, well, both.
Yeah.
740-383-9944. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, give us a buzz. What happened to the rooster over at the Harding Memorial? What about these parking meters downtown or parking reserve spots?
Did you ever see that rooster?
No.
I didn't
know. No,
either.
No, but I hear one across
day.
The street over here all the time. 740-383-9944. Anybody got anything to say about... Who would be the Grand Marshal? Now, I say Mayor Kellogg.
I think that's a good one.
I think that's a good one. But if he's unavailable, I guess, who?
I like Ted Williams, probably be an interesting one, but he's really not local.
No, so. But people would wave, and that'd be the whole thing. Yeah. Go ahead, caller.
How about getting Willie Nelson out of retirement? He could handle both things there at the Popcorn Festival.
He could do them both.
Yeah. I like Willie Nelson. We'd have a beer together.
Well...
Beer's not really his thing.
Oh, okay. Whiskey.
Well, he's a great man, and he's done a lot of things in his life, and he's still looks the same, feels the same, and acts the same. That's what, if you go through life doing that, you've led a really good life.
He turned me into listening to vinyl records again. My son, his brother-in-law, has a very, very fine audiophile system for playing vinyl records. And when we were out in California, he played Willie Nelson for him. I didn't like Willie Nelson. I didn't like his music. Boy, I tell you what, I heard it on vinyl. And it is as warm as a summer sun. It's beautiful.
Well, this is a seminal year, too, for the Popcorn Festival. 40 years.
40 years, yeah.
So you want to have a big name.
Yeah, I think it would be a good idea.
Yeah, I can't
it's
think of
anybody.
It's too
late to get a big name.
Well, no, people are free.
Okay.
Just bring them in.
You know everybody under the sun that's got a big name. Why don't you just call one of your friends?
I call Bill Cosby.
There you go. You could get Bill to do it.
Bill to
it.
Yeah, well, sure. That'd be great.
Just don't let him close to the
queens. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here.
The guys in Boston would love you for that.
Oh, you know, they've died in Boston. I don't even know what happened. We got the Popcorn Festival Parade coming, and they've all went to bed or something over there. I don't know.
Boston.
You know, what the guy who, what's his name who calls in? He's from, not from Boston, but he's from one of the areas
Worcester?
Over no, I can't remember where he's from.
Chancy? No.
Who knows? What a pickle we're in today.
I like that.
We got we got problems galore here.
We ought to give away pickles or something.
But why can't we get something figured? And why are people so personal about these birds?
Yeah. You know, I just had a thought. Maybe, like the birds, maybe the Popcorn Festival is holding back the information to build up interest.
Yeah, well, they've done that.
Yeah, and when the person comes down at the head of the parade tomorrow...
Well, I'll say, who's that?
Yeah, everybody will be looking at, what the heck?
Yeah, who? What? Who's that? Why did we do that? Who made that decision?
Oh, me.
You know, doesn't the board have to approve these things? Doesn't the popcorn board exist?
When I nominated Orville's daughter, they did. I don't know about it anymore.
Well, you think they would have had an executive meeting sometime around here.
Of course they would have. They have that. That's all they do is have executive meetings.
You know, but we need a real... You know, and I think Jack Carroll, I can't even think of anybody else who either has not already done it or would fit the bill.
George Kasotis.
Oh, George Kasotis. Sure, yeah. George Kasotis I'd go for.
Yeah, I'd go for him, too. He knows everything about Marion.
And he would love it. He'd get his tuxedo on.
Absolutely
sure.
Love it, yeah. Yeah.
Great.
And his wife could ride with him. Now, it would...
I think she's already in the parade.
Is she? Oh, of course.
George normally drives her.
She's a politician,
her.
Yeah. Let's put George up there.
Robert Landon, also, if you're still out there, give us a buzz. We got 20 minutes left. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944.
I've got a confetti cannon that we'll hand whoever it is, and they can fire the confetti up in the air. That was a big hit when I was doing in the...
So all you have to do is buy the confetti.
Yeah, and it's expensive.
Really?
Yeah.
You can't just tear up paper and throw it in
No,
there?
You cannot.
Go ahead, caller.
I guess I got all the questions this morning. I noticed one in front of Lewis Fisher's building there.
Yeah.
That takes care of downtown positive. And then there's one to the firefighters. Hard to see that one. You can sneak by that one. That's kind of not in the open. And the third one there... I was going to say the county building, it's inside, so there's three important things in Marion: Lois Fisher, the county building, and or the mayor's office, and the fire department. Now, I don't know about the sheriff's department. That's a beautiful building out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that'd be a great place for it.
Does that kind of out of bounds, isn't that downtown? Or if you're not downtown, you aren't in with the association. Is that the way I understand?
Right, you have to be downtown, but I think that the sheriff's probably is just inside the border. I don't know. I thought Barks Road was the edge of the town.
Yeah, well, that's the most beautiful corner. You got Harding Memorial and the Doughboy, and then General Telephone just on there, but Doughboy... And then the Catholic Cemetery and the Marion Cemetery. That takes care of a big portion of Marion right there.
We should have a cardinal overlooking the whole place.
Well, that sounds good, Glenn. Let's go for it.
All right. Hey, thanks. Thank you.
And again, the phone lines are wide open here this morning, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
What time is it? Is it about time for me to...
20 till. What's going on with you and old Dr. Feynman today?
Well, we're going to be talking about a lot of things, and I keep bringing up new things. I'm pulling it up right now so I can remember what... I hit the wrong button. We're going to be talking about the politics that are going on, you know, the voter suppression stuff and the COVID shots and stuff like that. But we're going to talk about, it's kind of interesting. The Mexican Supreme Court has ruled that they're penalizing that penalizing abortion is unconstitutional. Our Supreme Court just said the other way around, and now the Mexican Supreme Court said it's unconstitutional. We're going to talk about that. Also, we're going to talk about the problems that the Taliban are having. Now, I don't care. The more problems, the better for them. But we'll talk about that. We'll talk about 9/11, and going to talk about the Gavin Newsom. election. It's not really an election. It's a recall thing out in California. It's going to happen next Tuesday. And he's leading, but only by a slim amount. You have to get 50. He has to get 50% of the public. And if he doesn't get 50% of the public, there are 45.
Where's Caitlyn Jenner in that?
He's one of the 45, probably, or she's one of the.
Well, I would think she would garner a big audience.
I don't think she's in it at all. But there are 45 other people running for that on the Republican.
No, I think she is running.
Is she running?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, she's not very high. The leading candidate is Larry Elder, and he's kind of a crazy guy. So. They might like
well, they like that in California.
I guess so, yeah.
Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, that's how he got in, through a recall.
Well, could you... Okay, so you can recall the governor.
Yeah, that...
But now you can't recall local officials?
I don't know whether it goes down to local, but definitely the governor's office can be recalled.
Well, that's an interesting thing.
Yeah, it is. Kind of strange.
Why do they keep recalling their governors out there in California?
Buyer's remorse, I guess.
Well, just get to the end of the term and move on.
Yeah, and they're only, I think, a year away from the end of his term, so I don't... there's a lot of people that just want to make waves, and I don't happen to understand that system. They're going to try to do away with that system if they get Governor Newsom reinstated. So,
well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Probably. They don't want to be recalled the next guy.
No, and it shouldn't be this way whether you're a Democratic governor or a Republican. So, if you've won the election, you've won the election.
Now, also coming up today, Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4 to 5, and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6 to 7, tonight here on this station.
You know what? I just thought where the rooster is.
Where is it?
It's on that church down at the corner of I don't know what the name is. Have you ever seen that rooster that's on that church down by the Methodist Church, behind the Methodist Church? There's a church that faces Center Street. And
oh,
no,
yeah.
It faces Church Street. And there's a rooster out in the front. It's a metal rooster. Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about a real rooster.
I know. I thought maybe.
Where did the real rooster go?
You know how
did it go to the...
It went to the happy dinner in the sky.
No, you can't hunt in the city limits.
No, and you really wouldn't want to eat a rooster anyway, so.
I don't know. What does rooster taste like?
I don't know. It's like chicken.
Does it?
Yeah.
That's what they say about everything, but I don't know if that's true.
Anytime. I remember as a kid, all my friends would say, oh, yeah, I've had rattlesnake. What's it taste like? Chicken. Yeah, well, come on now.
No, there's got to be some difference, because chicken doesn't taste like beef.
Well, anymore, chicken doesn't taste like anything.
And chicken doesn't taste like fish.
No, absolutely not.
So there you go. There is a difference.
Yeah. Has to be. A chicken really doesn't have much of a flavor anymore. That's the bad thing about raising chickens so that they have a 400-pound breast.
Well, that's true, you know. But so here we are, 24 hours from the popcorn parade, and we really don't know who the Grand Marshal is.
Well, somebody is on the popcorn. I bet there's somebody listening right now that's on the committee. Why don't you give us a call? Shoot, we'd like to
straighten
know.
Us out.
We'd like to support you in every way we can. I love the popcorn festival, but it's hard to support if we don't know who your Grand Marshal is.
You know, there's big entertainment. What is it on Thursday? There's Rumors.
I don't know any of them, but I'm old.
Well, there's paperwork here, Glenn. Oh, the Waldo Fire Department's having a big 9/11 remembrance on Saturday at 8:30 a.m. Waldo Fire Department. That's necessary. 20 years.
They talked to the gentleman, the photographer, who took what they called the falling man picture, the gentleman who is falling out of the tower, and how he had the stamina to take pictures like that. And he said he just let the camera do the shooting. And that was kind of moving to watch him, listen to him talking about that. That was a horrible day, and we all remember where we were if we're old enough.
Can you believe 20 years ago?
It's hard to believe, yeah.
So the Popcorn Festival, I believe, has got the Rumors, which is the... What's the... they're a tribute band.
Do you know any of these groups? I don't. But that doesn't mean much, because I didn't know the groups that they had before. When they had Boys to Men, I was dumbfounded. I love Boyz II Men. I still do. And that was great. But most of the bands
well,
I didn't know.
There were some big names in years past.
Yeah, there
Willie
were.
Willie Nelson was there.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And he doesn't drink, though, right? Is that right?
No, he's not
that,
a drinker.
Okay.
He does something else.
Okay. The gancha.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Rolls it up.
There you go. But it's no Willie Nelson has been here. George Jones was here at one point. Gin Blossoms were here.
I don't know who the George Jones is.
You don't know who George Jones is? He's a gigantic country star.
Oh, see, I don't know any country stars. I did get to meet the Blossoms.
The Gin Blossoms?
Yeah.
They were good.
I got to meet them. It rained that night, I believe.
Yeah.
Badly.
But I don't know. They came twice.
Did they?
Yeah, do you know who the first entertainment was at the first Popcorn Festival?
Johnny Cash.
No, but it's a big, big name.
Okay.
Big, big
we'll
name.
Save it
40 years ago this year. Go ahead, caller.
You know, you said Ron Malone is out of town, but he was mayor when I was up the first Popcorn Festival, and you could buy a tin bucket, and they had a trough there. You could dip your beer out, and then you got paper cups. And guess who I walked down in front of the Palace Theater going west? About 20 yards. I walked down there and we turned around and come back. And the Mayor Malone was on one side of me and not the chief of police, but the captain of the police department was on the other side. He's still living. I'm not going to mention his name either, old buddy of mine. And I told him right then, that's 20 years ago, I said, you know what? This is the last time you'll ever see this happen. Hey, you know, I was right. That's one thing I was right in my life, you know, 20 years ago.
Were they taking you to jail?
No, you know, he threatened to take me to jail. You know why, Glenn?
Why?
He said, you're going to buy the next bucket or I'll take your ass to jail. So, he didn't.
You can't say that on radio.
Well, you know, ass, didn't they ride those in the...
Yes, they did. Yeah, that was okay. Palm Sunday.
Well, on a Palm Sunday.
The big guy rode an ass. Ass.
Glenn.
What?
This is on your head.
Okay.
You're paying the fine.
FCC, I'm sorry.
Jeez Louise. No, the entertainment at the first Popcorn Festival, that's a historic thing.
Yeah, I don't remember.
You think
remember.
There'd be an article run or something?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's tell them.
Well, I know who it is.
Well, tell them.
Well, I'm sure somebody else knows.
Oh, okay.
Hasn't anybody been around for 40 years checking all this out?
I've got it out in the car. I have one of the books from the 10th anniversary out in the car, and I could go out and look it up.
You know, it was, I've always thought they should go back to this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go back to what?
To the way they did it in the beginning.
The way they did it.
Yeah.
Well,
they didn't have a main stage the first year. They did their shows at the Palace.
Okay. Well, now, one of the reasons why things are changing, when I was on the committee, we were spending, I think, around $80,000 for the talent for the 3 days. And I'm sure the price has gone through the ceiling since then. It's kind of tough to get the really big names.
80,000?
Yeah.
So we're talking, you were spending close to 30,000 per act?
Yeah. Well, for the two big acts and then probably 10 or 11, 15 for the...
That Thursday night act gets $10,000?
Pretty close.
Well,
when
gee whiz, I'll perform on Thursday night if you need somebody.
Nobody wants that.
Well, no, I could do half as well as some of these Thursday night acts.
I've always thought the Thursday night acts were kind of fun.
Jeez Louise, $10,000.
But then I was usually drunk while I was watching.
And then we're paying $40,000 to these?
Oh, easily. Yeah.
Oh, I think we need to, I could get people cheaper than that.
Well, there are a lot of people that believe that, but Darryl, the guy that books him, I'm not sure if he's still doing it, but I will guarantee you that he works his derriere off.
Yeah, but is he much of a negotiator? You gotta negotiate.
He's a very good negotiator.
I don't know.
What they try to do so that they can get them at a little lower cost is they try to book some group that's, let's say they're in Cleveland the night before and they're going down to Cincinnati. We try to catch them in between, you know. And that way we can give them
and say, here's $40,000.
Yeah. Hey, it's expensive to move those groups around.
Oh, I bet you can get them for $20,000.
I bet you can.
Oh, name somebody and I'll call them up, and I'll get them to agree to come here for $20,000.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
Well, give me somebody.
Why am I struggling to think of anybody? I'm trying to think of my favorite female artist. Come on back here.
Well, I cannot. You think they're paying these ex this year $30,000?
I believe. Well, I don't know about this year.
Like Great White?
If you can get Alicia Keys to come here for $20,000,
no.
I will kiss all your feet.
We don't get Alicia Keys, Callan, here. I'm talking about, you know, people who are no longer in their prime. That's who's down there.
Okay. How about Billy Preston? I bet you can't get Billy Preston.
Huey Lewis has been down here.
Yeah, but I bet they paid him good money. I bet they paid him $30,000 or $40,000.
You know, like the Boys to Men, I'm surprised they didn't have to pay us to come.
It was a great concert.
Yeah, but who wants to see him?
I did.
Not me.
Well,
I didn't go.
There were a lot of people.
You didn't find me down there that year.
I'm trying to think of the Boss Skaggs. Okay, that's about as old and weak as, and I bet you'd still pay him $40,000.
Who is that?
Okay, you're not old enough to know.
Give me somebody who's still performing, who is a name that it would be on everybody's list.
Christine Aguilera.
No, she's still big.
Oh, okay. Somebody that's not big.
Yeah, not big anymore, but definitely a known name that would draw people to downtown.
Dan Fogelberg? Well, you said old.
No, not Dan Fogelberg.
Okay.
Who had a big hit?
How about, I'd love to see David Crosby come back, but he's not doing anything with anybody right now. So.
John Mellencamp.
I bet you can't get him for less than $100,000.
John Mellencamp?
Yep, I bet you can't.
$100,000?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. He lives in a Cambodian prison. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I'll have to go with Glenn. I think Lady Gaga would be the great one, and then the fire department could, too. Two hook and ladders up there, and she can swing from a swing.
Oh, I like it. I like it.
I think that draw all 48 states in the United States. I don't know about Hawaii and Alaska. I'll give them credit for not coming, but they'd all be here for that, wouldn't they?
I like that idea. Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, it could be, and it could have call letters up there.
We could sponsor them.
Yeah,
107.1.
Yeah. Rises to the top of the ladder with Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
In her winter outfit.
I could get Lulu from Hee Haw. Bet I could get her here for under $40,000.
Oh, I bet you can, yeah.
Well,
but nobody
should. She could hold the ladder truck from swaying, you know what I mean?
There we go. Thanks. No, what do you mean the Lulu is not? Ed Asner. I got Ed Asner here.
I almost said something that I can't. But.
Well, because you don't know talent, Glenn. Ed Asner has won more Emmys than any other actor in the history of the Emmy Awards, and you're talking about Dan Fogelberg?
Ed Asner would have been a great...
Grand Marshal.
Grand Marshal, yeah.
But he could act up on the stage.
He's not going to sing.
No, he's not a singer. But Lulu is. I get Lulu here. She'd be better than that Thursday night because people know. Listen, we are a Hee Haw town, if we're nothing else. We love Hee Haw here.
That's embarrassing.
We got that Circle Channel that people love on, it's like 10.5, 10.6. They run Hee Haw all the time. And Roy Clark sold out the Palace. So I could get,
When did he sell it?
I was there, 2000s.
50 years ago.
No, 2000s. And I could get you Lulu on Thursday night, and I'm telling you, the place would come unglued.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to give your name to whoever's booking now, and I think it still might be Darryl, but I'm going to give your name to him and see if he's interested in having Lulu here. How about James Taylor? Well, I guess he's probably still cutting albums, but I'm trying to think of somebody else. All right. I can't think of anybody else.
Old Lulu. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, you know, I want to thank you for that. How about Jeff Bruce?
For what? For Grand Marshal, right?
Yeah, Marshal or for a statue or a photo or something like that.
Well, he hasn't reached Scott's level of iconishness.
So. I think he reached that icon 4 years here, Marion.
I think he's an icon, too.
Yeah. So I listen to him most of the time. And he's got a lot of great stuff. And a lot of these things I have a tribute made him.
Yeah.
Well, here's the problem.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I like Jeff.
I think
Jeff is fine. I worked with Jeff. But see, here's the problem.
He told me that was the worst year of his
life. Well, because I think you came on as a guest during that time. No, but here's the problem. I guess I worked with people in Marion Radio who don't have statues, and to me, it's hard to see that. Because it's in Marion, to me, and I've said it many times, it's Madge Cooper and Charlie Evers. If there's a Mount Rushmore of broadcasting, it's those two. And if you're going to have a statue, those are the two. I mean, and I think Jeff would agree with this. He worked with both of them. So I just don't see him in that light. Just because Madge went to New York and she was honored nationally for the work she did.
Hey,
and she brought
Jeff's been to New York before.
For the buffets. But, you know, Charlie created Buckeye Chuck. We still do that today. The peanut push. Madge used to do the charity ball and did all the... They were just of a different era, and they were a different type of broadcaster than Jeff was. You know, Jeff, he was a great sports guy.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, he's a good sports guy.
Yeah, but oh, we'll see now. There you go, Glenn. Now, there you go. But, no, I love Jeff, and Jeff listens to this station, but he's not Charlie or Madge, and I don't think he would say that he is. Now, Charlie or Madge, if you want to put a statue up to them, I'm right there. I'd be all for that.
I got a name for you to get for...
Are you trying to duck this, Glenn?
Yeah, I am.
No, I mean, are you going to say that Jeff Ruth is on the level of Charlie Evers and Madge Cooper?
In my heart, Jeff Ruth is right up at the top.
Oh, you're such a... After working with Charlie here, you would say that. Holy mackerel.
Well, they're both on the same pedestal.
Oh, you're nuts. You're nuts, Glenn. Go ahead.
Get Stevie Wonder on here.
I could get Stevie Wonder here.
$40,000.
Just tell him he's going to on his next gig, and he'll never know where he ended up on stage.
You can't see it,
can't
right?
Can't see, right.
Or Nora Jones. No, she's still recording. I'm sorry. I'm trying to find people that are not recording anymore. Dan Fogelberg, I think I said that. Okay. The Who. I'm going through all my list of favorite songs, so now you know all the people that I listen to.
So okay. That's the Grand Marshal.
What? Dan Fogelberg? Jeff Ruth.
Lulu.
Lulu.
Jack Kellogg.
You know, I didn't even know who Lulu was until I moved here,
Glenn.
And listened to you.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I'm not a big country.
What a show today. But Jeff is good. I don't want to say that Jeff, I mean, I like Jeff.
Jeff is good.
Jeff is good.
And Jeff's a nice man.
Oh, absolutely a nice man. But Charlie and Madge, just, you know, they were of the era of when people really listened to radio.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, Madge was before television.
Right.
And Charlie came in, and, I mean, people... The stories I've heard about Charlie, I mean, you got Evers Arena and Buckeye Chuck and Peanut Bush. I mean, what's the Jeff Ruth thing?
I don't know. It's noon, so I'm going to quit talking.
He's ducking out on it. But I like you, Jeff. I know you listen. You're wonderful. Blah, 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 blah. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Governor, but I also find it curious that John Kasich has lost, I think, all 23 primaries he's been in, or 22, or whatever it is, caucuses and primaries he's lost. He's not won any one of them. Yet if he wins today, his home state, they're considering him a major contender. And I guess I listen to these political pundits. They all have opinions. But, you know, John, Governor Kasich doesn't have many delegates, even if he wins Ohio, and he's far into fourth place that way. And so I don't know how he possibly gets the nomination in Cleveland coming up, but I also know, and you know, he's been, I guess I hope he comes back to the state and starts governing. I mean, he really hadn't been here much since July, and the media loves John Kasich. They always have. The people that own the newspapers usually love Republican governors, and he's gotten very little criticism for being out of the state the last 8 months. While our economy is doing worse than Michigan, and our job growth is weaker than Michigan and Indiana and Kentucky, in spite of what we hear in campaign talk. But there's a lot